Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Langlade County restarts the snowmobile season today as trails in zones A and B reopen. In a Facebook post, the Antigo Snowdrifters Snowmobile Club cautions riders to be extremely careful. Trails will be in rough condition and there still could be open water in some spots. If you see yellow caution tape on signposts around the trail system, the snowdrifters warn to slow down and pay attention. They say a lot of woods and fields had a lot of pooled water from the thaw and rain. Grooming will not take place for now, so conditions may be rough. A WXPR investigation has found none of the 23 municipal water systems in the North Woods, except for Rhinelander, do any testing for the PFAS chemicals. PFAS testing is not required by the state or federal government, but the finding means almost 40,000 people in the North Woods are drinking city water without knowing whether it has high PFAS levels or not. Elevated levels of the chemicals led Rhinelander to shut down two of the five wells in 2019. The lead water operator for Hurley, Pence, and Iron Belt, Larry Laguna, thinks mandatory testing might be coming soon.
If tests are taken, and I think that it's shown to be a significant area of concern, I think that's going to open up the floodgates for potential testing.
Find out whether your system does PFAS testing by checking out the map at WXPR.org. During the stream heard today, you can hear about Michigan's model for PFAS testing. The stream next heard this afternoon at 5:45 p.m. or on the web at WXPR.org. Emergency responders in Wausau had to pull a would-be ice fisherman from the Wisconsin River on New Year's Day when his SUV broke through. No injuries were reported and the victim's name was not released. Witnesses say only the roof of the SUV was visible through the ice near the dock at the Wausau Eagles Club. Other vehicles were already on the river at the time. Authorities say the sunken vehicle will stay in the river until it's safe to get it out. Many people start the new year with a resolution to get in better shape. For many, that means a visit to the local fitness center. WAOW Television reports that Kerry Hutton, Woodson YMCA Director of Communications, says health and wellness tends to be the focus of a lot of people to start the year.
I think people are already thinking along the lines of what can I do better and different for myself in the new year, and why not invest in yourself?
Starting a new routine can be easy at first, but maintaining it can be tough as the year progresses. YMCA member Daniel Johnson was among those starting the new year with a workout.
It's a great opportunity to get yourself healthy, get yourself in shape, and you know, really motivate yourself for the new year coming.
YMCA locations in Weston and Wausau already had about 150 new members as of Wednesday evening. And the first two customers showed up at the Rise Dispensary in Illinois Tuesday, 13 hours before the doors were going to open. Operators expect much of their business to come from Wisconsin, about 20 miles away. A new law went into effect Wednesday, means some Illinois businesses can sell recreational marijuana for the first time. At the Rise Dispensary, employees have conducted mock rehearsals to make sure they're ready to check identifications and take orders from customers. And police in Fond du Lac have arrested three people after a shots fired report following a five-hour standoff. That incident Wednesday morning started after 6:30 a.m. Officers say they heard more gunshots shortly after they arrived at an apartment building. Two men and a woman were taken into custody and surrendered about 11:40 a.m. No injuries were reported. The weather forecast for the afternoon: look for skies to remain cloudy, and there is a chance of some freezing drizzle as well, flurries, with a high temperature today right around 34 degrees. Tonight, some flurries possible, cloudy, low 21. Friday, cloudy, high near 26. Saturday, cloudy, high near 24. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.